the Zone, 849 Wake Up Zone. We're powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. FourSeasonsGarages.com is where you can find out more. Make sure you vote in our Wake Up Zone Twitter poll. Would you watch a documentary about Blaine Bishop? I voted, of course, from all five of my burner accounts, and that's pushed it up to 50%, of course, 29%, 19%. That's horrible.
Yeah, so that's horrible.
You can vote now at WUZ 104.5. Almost 250 votes in.
Well, I'm going to tell Mike Keith that this is what I said earlier, is once you guys brought this up, I said I was the one who opened up the window for the 5'10 safeties. It wouldn't be any Bob Sanders without me.
Mike Keith joins us now, the voice of the Titans, looking like he's not sure what to make of this whole conversation.
Well, I was at a North Carolina football game last fall, and I met two of Blaine's former Ball State teammates. And they were amazed from the I think you came in with these guys at the same time. I'm sorry I don't remember their names right off the top of my head. But they said they thought your career in the NFL from where you started at Ball State to where you ended up was absolutely amazing. They were dumbfounded that you were able to do what you were able to do. So based on that conversation and what I saw myself, Blaine, I too would vote yes.
Well, thank you.
There you go.
Hey, it always goes back to the chirp chirpers. Yeah. I could claim this. Jason Whitlock gave me this claim. I was the best walk-on ever in Ball State history. Think of that, by the way.
Better than Letterman?
He wasn't a walk-on. He walked on a football. Or whatever.
Walk under the weather set.
Yeah, he was definitely the biggest alum of Ball State, that's for sure. Go ahead, Iggy.
Yeah, Mike, you know, on Monday we're going to have a full day of the Titans throwback games starting at 7 a.m. And then after that, a replay of Super Bowl I. How intrigued are you to go back and kind of listen to some old play-by-play calls and just how the broadcast have evolved over the years?
My broadcast?
No, I'm saying that say from listening to watching a Super Bowl, early Super Bowl telecast to what you see today, you know, in terms of, you know, things advancing over the years.
100%, because the early TV play-by-play analysts, Kevin, all they were supposed to do was be PA announcers, because the vision was when you read about what they were told to do. They were told, hey, everybody can see the pictures, so you don't need to add anything else. A lot of people may say it was better then, and they may be right. But the point is, it's evolved into much more of an overall production from the involvement of the fans, the different camera positions, the insights they bring into the game through the background that they're able to do. In essence, the early things look like someone just talking over a home movie, and now it's very much a production. So yeah, I would be fascinated. I mean, you know, Ray Scott calling games and doing what he did in Super Bowl I, you know, the whole thing about star, dollar, touchdown. I mean, that's pretty
simple. Which, you know, that was kind of Pat Summerall style, too. And it worked for him. I always thought, you know, kind of the simplicity of what he did was one of the things that made him good.
Well, I think the other part of that, just to follow up, is he's the reason John Madden became what John Madden did, because he allowed John Madden to shine. And that, you know, I think that's a lot of what Jim Nance is doing for Tony Romo right now. I think Nance has sort of moved his game into almost a Pat Summerall type, which really shows the brilliance of Jim Nance in allowing Tony Romo to advance that way.
One more from me, Mike. What impressed you about the way Jeffrey Simmons and A.J. Brown discussed their off seasons, you know, during the media calls they did this week?
They both get it. They both get that they've got to step up in year two. Simmons understands that he's got to take it another notch up to take over for Jarrell Casey. A.J. Brown understands that there are expectations now. I think for both of those players, the fact that they get it is a big factor, because as many of us know, and I think Blaine will agree, when guys have great rookie years, they are targets in year two. Year two is going to be harder. Regardless of what position you play, you better be ready to step it up.
Our guest is Mike Keith. He is the voice, of course, of the Tennessee Titans.
Well, Mike, naturally, some of the rule changes that the NFL are presenting to the owners are going to come out here pretty soon. What are some of the rules that you think have a possibility that are being presented that you think could pass through and may try out? And, you know, you got to give credit to the NFL. They always try different rules. And if it doesn't work, they'll throw it out the bucket for 1 year. But what rule change do you think that they presented that would pass, you think, or potentially has a chance?
I think it's the Greg Schiano rule that he brought up when he was head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers about changing the onside kick into a 4th and 15 play that's basically make it, take it. In other words, in place of an onside kick, you go for it in a 4th and 15 situation that if you convert, you keep the ball. If you don't, the other team gets the ball back. With the fact that onside kicks, we've only had 12 successful onside kicks out of 112 in the past two seasons, it's almost impossible now, except in a surprise onside situation, which would stay in the game. You know, the surprise onside would stay in the game, as I understand it, but the opportunity to do the 4th and 15 play, I think that's got a real shot, and I think it would add something to the game.
Okay, on the other side of that, which rule do you think will be thrown out? I know they're talking a lot. I'm going to call it the Belichick rule because of, Vrabel handed it to him back when they played them. Do you think that rule will be eliminated now?
Yeah I think they're going to take away we like to call it the Wesley Woodyard shuffle. Wesley stepping back twice and acting like he was jumping offside. I mean, reportedly. We never had confirmation that was true. Reportedly. But yeah, I mean, we did it in back-to-back weeks. We did it against Houston. We did it, against New England 6 days later, took 2 minutes off the clock. It was what the rule was at the time. I think that's good. I think they will close that loophole. And the fact that Vrabel got to do it to Belichick, well, you make your own judgment.
Lastly, then, I want to ask you kind of a broad question, but I'm going to just stick with, modern day players. Who is the greatest sports athlete today that's playing that you would say he's the number one player in all of sports?
Now, that's it. See, you asked me.
I changed it.
The greatest overall athlete to appear in American sport is Jim Thorpe. The greatest one of the modern day, in my opinion, was Bo Jackson. Now, you didn't say who is the greatest today.
I'd
have to think about that a little bit more. I'm not sure who I would say is the greatest of today. Maybe that's for next week.
Okay, cool. Well, get back to us next week. And remind us, too, by the way, I forget a lot of things there.
It is an interesting question in the here and now. We love having Mike with us on Friday mornings. Thanks so much. Have a good weekend, man.
Thanks very much.
Appreciate it.
Voice of the Tennessee Titans, Mike Keith. And again, a reminder coming up on Monday on Memorial Day, starting at 7 a.m., Titans Throwback presented by Pinnacle. 6 games, Chargers, Chiefs, Browns, Falcons, and then the playoff games in New England and Baltimore all day long on Memorial Day on Monday here on The Zone with Titans Radio. And then at 7 o'clock, Super Bowl I, the Packers and the Chiefs. Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Coming up, I want to talk a little more about that proposed rule regarding onside kicks and an alternative way of doing that. More of the show coming up next.